The next morning, I'd ferry across the river to Pukou, and from there, catch an afternoon train for Beijing. Father said he was too busy to go and see me off at the railway station, but would ask a hotel waiter that he knew to accompany me there instead. He urged the waiter again and again to take good care of me, but still did not quite trust him. He hesitated for a while about what to do. As a matter of fact, nothing would matter at all, because I was already 20 then and had gone to Beijing quite a few times. After some wavering, he finally decided that he himself would accompany me to the station. I repeatedly tried to talk him out of it, but he only said, "Never mind. It won't be comfortable for them to go there." We entered the railway station after crossing the river. While I was at the booking office buying a ticket, Father saw to my luggage. There was quite a bit of luggage, and he had to bargain with the porter over the fee. I was then such a smart aleck that I frowned upon the way Father was haggling, and on the verge of chipping in a few words when the bargain was finally clinched. Getting on the train with me, he picked me a seat close to the carriage door. I put on the brownish fur-lined overcoat he had tailor-made for me. He told me to be watchful on the way and be careful not to catch cold at night. He also asked the train attendants to take good care of me. I sniggered at Father for being so impractical, for it was utterly useless to entrust me to these attendants, who cared for nothing but money.